Good afternoon. It's 31 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:07. Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller tax burden than most other states. According to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, limits on local property taxes and income taxes, combined with average wages rising by about 9%, has led to the lowest tax burden rate compared to the national average ever for the state. Wisconsin now ranks 35th in tax burden, which is the state's lowest ranking on record. The report also credited Governor Tony Evers lowering the third income tax bracket in 2021 for contributing to the falling tax burden. Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state today is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at Gas Buddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. Childcare has never been more expensive. During the pandemic, Wisconsin gave extra funding to childcare providers, which helped them increase pay and stay open. But that funding ended last year. One economist says lawmakers could use the huge budget surplus to help an industry that really needs it. Here's Savannah Tome Olson.
One of the biggest tasks for the state's new legislature is to write the next biennial budget, and they've got a lot to work with. Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Republicans have said they want to give a lot of that back to taxpayers, while Democrats want to see it spent on things like properly funding the state schools. One place they might be able to meet in the middle is property tax relief. But experts say making childcare more affordable would make a huge impact for families. Dale Knapp, director of research for Forward Analytics, says child care is one of the unique sectors that could really use more government intervention.
The challenge with child care is you think about who that market is. The market is young families who are just beginning on their career, that who don't have a lot of money, and yet it costs a lot. For two kids, it can be up to 30-35% of income. The child care workers, it's not like they're making a lot of money. They're some of the lowest paid workers that we have. So private market in and of itself can't solve this. A lot of times we want the market to solve this, but I think this is one case where the public sector has to come in.
He says lightening that child care burden would impact everybody, whether they have kids or not. If parents of young kids have more cash on hand, they have more to contribute to the economy, whether that's spending at a small business, donating money to good causes, or being able to buy a home if they've only been able to rent. The new legislature gets sworn in January 6th.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages hunters to donate Wisconsin harvested deer through the DNR's Deer Donation Program. The program supports Wisconsin residents in need by helping stock food pantry shelves with ground venison made from donated deer. Since the program began in 2000, hunters have donated over 98,000 deer, totaling nearly 4 million pounds of venison, to help Wisconsinites in need. A network of venison donation partners, including county land and water conservation departments, food pantries, charitable organizations, USDA Wildlife Services, and participating meat processors, all help administer and implement the program. Locally, you can also donate deer at various locations to help people looking for venison. Brock Rosenkranz is a field to fork coordinator in Wisconsin.
There are places that you can go. You can go on the DNR website. There's a list of participating butchers on their website. I know Wisconsin River Meats, Lee up at the meat shop up in Toma, he'll take deer for processing. He actually wants to take 100 this year. Last year he had 44. So if you're willing to make the drive up there to donate some meat to a good cause, or just go out and try and find people in the community to try to donate that meat to, you don't have to eat that deer that you shoot. There are a lot of people out there who are in need of this meat, especially as prices have gone up. Beef is at an all-time high at the store, so getting a family in need some meat for the winter for the next year could really help your morale hunting out, too. It is a pretty good feeling.
Hunters interested in donating a Wisconsin harvested deer to the Deer Donation Program should follow these steps. field dress the deer, register the deer through Game Reg. When dropping it off, you will need the registration confirmation number. Test the deer for CWD before taking the deer to a processor if harvested from a CWD-affected county. A list of CWD sampling locations is available on the DNR's Chronic Wasting Disease Sampling webpage. Contact a participating processor before dropping off the deer to ensure they have the capacity to accept it. More processors may be added later in the season. Bring the deer to the processor. If donating a deer being tested for CWD, inform the processor and bring the deer to the processor. If donating a deer being tested for CWD, inform the processor and provide the CWD barcode number. The processor will not distribute the deer until the results are known. To find out how to receive venison, you can reach out to Brock Rosencrantz.
If you're somebody looking for meat, I know quite a few people. You can email me at brock@deerassociation.com or give me a text or call. Leave me a voicemail with your name, just saying that you would like a deer this year. I'll give you a call back. We'll have a conversation, see where you're at, see where we can get you on the list maybe. And my number is 608-475-0751.
That number again is 608-475-0751. Hunters and non-hunters may also support the deer donation program through a monetary donation at any licensed sales location or online through their Go Wild account. Visit Wisconsin's Deer Donation Program webpage to learn more about the program. While you're in the woods for deer hunting, officials ask that you be on the lookout for missing persons. In Juneau County, they're asking hunters to keep an eye out for Leah Stewart. She's been missing since the 4th of July, 2023. She was last seen wearing a black shirt, dark-colored shorts, and she wasn't wearing shoes. If you see any signs of disturbance or anything unusual that may aid in locating Leah, you're asked to contact the Juneau County Sheriff's Office at 608-847-5649. That's 847-5649. When you hear the word cannabis, you probably think marijuana, which is illegal in Wisconsin. But Civic Media's Brittany Merlo has more.
Professors at UWSP say the plant can be used for much more than creating a recreational drug, like being able to clean up PFAS in the soil. Biology professor Brian Behringer is spearheading a new program that aims to teach students about cannabis science and put to rest any misconceptions about the plant. Behringer says that cannabis is a fast-growing industry, and there are several career fields this program can help students get into. The program consists of three courses that cover cannabis history, growing environments, and the chemistry of the plant. They are currently taking enrollments for graduate students in the spring, and undergrads will be able to enroll next fall. I'm Brittany Merlo.
Last Wednesday, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to SSM St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo for the report of an 18-month-old child that was brought in with injuries consistent with child abuse. During the investigation, deputies and detectives learned that the injuries to the child occurred at a motel in the township of Baraboo. Isabella Perry, 17, of Baraboo, was arrested and taken to the Sauk County Jail for child abuse intentionally causing great bodily harm. Isabella is being held pending an initial appearance in Sauk County Circuit Court. This is an ongoing investigation, and if you have any information regarding this case or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285. Or your local law enforcement agency. Scott Farmer, the man convicted in a 2023 drunk driving crash that killed four siblings in Wyawega, has been sentenced to 37 and a half years in prison. At Friday's sentencing, the 48-year-old Scott Farmer, Waupaca County Judge Raymond Huber, said the head-on crash just before Christmas of last year was a tragedy but not an accident. Farmer's blood alcohol content was more than four times the legal limit to drive. The December 16th crash on Highway 10 in Wyawega killed siblings 25-year-old Daniel, 23-year-old Fabian, 14-year-old Lillian, and 9-year-old Daniela Gonzalez just before Christmas of last year. Farmer was also sentenced for a fifth drunk driving conviction. Huber cited the need to protect the public in sentencing Farmer to 37 and a half years in prison. His sentence will keep him incarcerated until he's in his mid-80s, after which he'll serve 21 and a half years extended supervision. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss weighs in on alleged ethics violations by the man he hired to conduct a review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. The Office of Lawyer Regulation accuses the former state Supreme Court Justice of violating several court conduct rules during his investigation. On WISN's Upfront Sunday, Voss and Gableman went off the rails while conducting the investigation, which ultimately failed to uncover any actionable election malfeasance. Voss hired Gableman in 2021 and ended up firing him the following year. On Upfront, the speaker said he hopes Gableman loses his law license and, quote, goes back to work at Home Depot. The burglary of a Buck Stars home could be connected to other break-ins at other athletes' estates. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
A string of home burglaries targeting professional athletes has caught the attention of investigators who are now exploring potential connections between the incidents. The latest victim, Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, had his River Hills home burglarized earlier this month, with authorities noting similarities to break-ins at the residences of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The investigation also includes a September burglary at Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley's home. It suggested that there's a possible trend in high-profile athlete home invasions.
An extremely high bond has been set for a Marshfield man accused of homicide. David Castro Gutierrez is being held on a $10 million cash bond, accused of killing 28-year-old Blanca Jesenia Hernandez Porto Carrero during a domestic incident in Marshfield. Investigators believe the 38-year-old killed her on November 3rd, then dumped her body north of Prentice, some 70 miles away. He was arrested 10 days later and formally charged on Thursday. No further court action was immediately scheduled, and Gutierrez has yet to enter a plea for the charge. If found guilty at trial, he faces life in prison. A former Northeast Wisconsin fire chief faces over 20 counts of allegedly embezzling from his department. Oconee County prosecutors accuse 41-year-old Christopher Thompson of taking over $100,000 from the Lakewood Fire Department Association. Investigators say Thompson took the money over several years and used it to pay personal bills. He allegedly admitted to the thefts and said he would pay back the money, but department officials say that hasn't happened yet. Thompson resigned in September and is being held on a $10,000 cash bond. Happy birthday to the famous battle cry on Wisconsin, which began on an actual battlefield. It was 1863, the middle of the Civil War. Wisconsin's 24th Infantry Regiment was in Tennessee fighting the Confederate Army when their Union flag was shot down. That didn't stop the Wisconsin unit. An 18-year-old soldier named Arthur MacArthur ran up a hill, staking it in the ground, and yelled, "On Wisconsin!" It helped rally their Union troops to keep fighting, and for it, he later won a Medal of Honor. The fight song was composed in 1909. The U.S. Navy's newest littoral combat ship was commissioned Saturday in Milwaukee. Similar ships have been plagued with problems. The USS Beloit is named for the city where Fairbanks Morse has built generations of engines to power Navy vessels. Constructed at Marinette Marine, 387-foot-long Freedom-class LCS is the first commissioned Navy ship named Beloit. Designed to fulfill multiple roles for the Navy, the Freedom LCS variants have experienced multiple problems with their mechanical and weapon systems. The ships were designed with an intended life of 25 years, but several are already out of service, including the USS Milwaukee, which was commissioned in Milwaukee, and decommissioned last year after just 8 years of use. The ships cost approximately $360 million apiece. The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for others by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Your help is much appreciated. Two blood drives are being held today. The first is going until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Sauk County Public Health Department in Baraboo. The second will last until 5:30 today at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours. Staff will be at the Platteville Public Library today from 4 to 5 and at the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells tomorrow from 3:30 to 4:30. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center will be serving their annual Thanksgiving dinner Thursday. Meals are carry-out and delivery. Delivered meals within a two-mile radius of Richland Center will be distributed from 11 to 2. Carryouts can be picked up at the church located at 479 South Park Street from 11:30 to 12:30. Orders must be placed by this Wednesday at noon. To place an order, call 608-647-3000 and leave your name, phone number, delivery, or pickup, and how many dinners you want. Someone will contact you regarding your address. Free will donations are accepted. As the holiday travel season gets underway, AAA officials are expecting a record number of Wisconsin residents to be hitting the roads. The current record was set in 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic started to keep people home. But last year's travel numbers almost reached that record again. This year, officials are expecting nearly 1.6 million residents to be out on the roads between tomorrow and next Monday. Officials are reminding residents to build in extra travel time in their plans, follow the speed limits, and not drive under the influence. AAA is preparing for a busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, expecting to respond to more than 570,000 calls from drivers with car trouble. Beginning Wednesday, the Auto Club Group will also launch its free tow-to-go service, which is aimed at preventing impaired driving. Nationwide, AAA expects Thanksgiving travel to set new records. Tow-to-go is active from 6 o'clock Wednesday night to 6 o'clock Monday morning, December 2nd. The program is available in Wisconsin and other selected states, offering a safe ride for would-be impaired drivers and their vehicles. AAA requests that the program be used as a last resort, yet it is free to those who need it. Phone 1-855-2-TOW-2-GO. That's 1-855-286-9246. Appointments cannot be scheduled in advance. Tow-to-go is designed as a safety net for those that did not plan ahead. Always choose a designated driver before celebrating. In some situations, AAA may need to make other arrangements to get an impaired individual a safe ride home. Tow-to-go also may not be available in rural areas or during severe weather conditions. A classic Wisconsin B-movie prop is up for auction. One of the giant spider props from the titular 1975 sci-fi movie, The Giant Spider Invasion, is up for auction in December. That film was shot in Merrill and was notably covered by the comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000. You can also own all the rights to the film and several of the original negatives. The auction is coming entirely from a collection of the independent filmmaker Bill Rebine, who set up shop in Tiny Gleason in Lincoln County. Have you ever heard of Coco Roz? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining, and then you head down the street, and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. Coco Roz is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998. And now NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the news tab, select weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges. The City of Richland Center reminds residents that alternate side parking begins Sunday at 12:01 a.m. and will run through Friday, February 28th. People parking vehicles on city streets are required to abide by alternate side parking regulations each night between December 1st and February 28th. Alternate side parking enforcement will take place randomly throughout the week, in addition to when the city receives an accumulation of snow and/or ice. Alternate side parking will be enforced between the hours of 12:01 and 7 a.m. Alternate side parking requires vehicles to be parked on the odd-numbered side of the street on odd-numbered dates and the even-numbered side of the street on even-numbered dates. Residents need to remember that the date during the overnight hours of 12:01 to 7 a.m. determines odd or even side parking. Owners of vehicles in violation of alternate side parking regulations will be subject to a parking ticket. During a period of unusually severe winter weather, the city may declare a snow removal emergency. During a snow removal emergency, parking is prohibited on all city streets and highways. Residents would be required to find off-street parking for up to 72 hours or until snow removal operations are declared completed by the Public Works Superintendent. Violations of a snow removal emergency will result in a ticket. Tuning in to WRCO, checking the City of Richland Center website, or checking the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page can keep you up to date on all alternate side parking and snow emergency information. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday's winner, Tom Doudna, Sunday's winner was Steve Colstead, and today's winner is Amanda Fowle.